Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, folks. Yeah, and unbelievably, just a kind of commentary on the culture of the other side in America. That you just got to hear this, okay? This is WNBA, where hating America is practically a prerequisite for being allowed to play the game. You have to, you have to avow that you have privilege if you're white. Caitlin Clark was beaten literally beaten on the court for many months, with the refs turning their heads, pretending they didn't see it, till finally the coaches called them out and said, look, we can't have, I mean, and it had gotten to the point, these were assaults, okay? This wasn't a push or a shove. And because her politics was unknown, not even incorrect, but just unknown, she'd refused to affirm. She tried to stay apolitical, wouldn't endorse Her Highness Kamala Harris. She was beaten. People know she's straight, so that's a problem too. And she didn't apologize for that. I'm not being sarcastic, literally apologize for that, as other players have done. She's been a target. That, and she is very, very successful and has brought revenue into the WNBA like nobody else ever has. They hate her for that too. So, I mean, I don't know how she goes about day to day, but somehow she does. She just loves the sport of basketball. But anytime she's on the court, it causes tension.
She's pretty good at it, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that she's good. And before she came along, the interest in the WNBA was meh. You can understand, I mean, when everybody playing has attitudes like that, I mean, nobody wants to listen to you whine, much less throw around a ball. Well, you got, just to set up what the culture is of the WNBA, that you pretty much have to hate America to like that culture. It is very much a liberal Democrat strain of culture. Okay. Rebecca Lobo, Hispanic, former player, 6'4", is a commentator for ESPN. She's sitting there next to another former WNBA player, Pam Ward. And you got to hear this very awkward moment. Rebecca Lobo says, she was talking about her disagreement with officials making a foul call in the final minute of the Aces win over the Fever. And, she says, they disagree with you. It was a foul. This Pam Ward says that to her. And then she comes back and says, that's what makes America great. And there's an awkward silence. Because as we know, America is not only, not greatly, it sucks. Everybody knows that. And you cannot be on ESPN, okay, talking that America is great. So, I mean, you know how offended people will be? Listen to this.
So they disagree with you.
They do.
And I disagree with them. And that's fine. That's what makes America great, right, Pam Ward? I should rephrase that.
Yes.
But yeah, I did
of
think...
opinion are perfectly...
Yes,
fine.
That's a better way to say it.
And,
sorry about that.
And,
good grief.
I wouldn't have rephrased that.
Talk about
that.
A pregnant pause there. That was...
I'm sorry. Why? You live in America. America lets you play in the WNBA.
where women get paid millions of dollars a year to play a game. Women and men.
You should rephrase that. Kiss my butt.
And where people get paid exorbitant salaries to talk about people who are playing a game.
But you know what that was right there? That this is how it is in liberal Democrat circles. This is how it, you would never say America is great. That is considered an embarrassing faux pas from which you have to apologize and correct yourself. You see signs of it everywhere. I mean, look at the No Kings marches. We saw pictures from all over the country, right?
Yeah.
The Democrat Party, there's not a single American flag anywhere. The Democrat Party is using the pride flag now as its flag, as in as a replacement for the American flag. Yeah, just go look at the I'm like, you guys are marching for No Kings. That's not an LGBTQ issue. It's not.
No.
And you're watching them in these marches. Some of them have, for instance, anti-ICE marches, right? Or riots because they're Democrats. Not only are there no American flags, they're carrying the LGBTQ flag. Again, ICE raids are not, that's not a gay issue.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not. But look what flag they have. It is remarkable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And then you'll see some Mexican flags and then a lot of kafayas because there's a very definite Hamas strain marching with the Democrats. But folks, they have replaced the American flag with the pride flag.
Try marching with that flag in Gaza or in Tehran.
Oh, they'll kill you. I mean, no, literally they will kill. I read an article on the air not too long ago. There was a guy who was not a gay activist, but he tried to be openly gay. And they picked him up twice and tortured him. A third time, they picked him up, tortured him to death. That's Gaza. He's dead now. So, and he was a supporter of the regime. He just was gay, and that's a problem. And again, he wasn't an activist or anything. He was just a person who actually had a boyfriend. So this is where they are. And I wanted to play that clip for you. I know I'm going to get the text. I don't care about WNBA. I don't either. But I want you to hear what it's really like in their circles. What their social rules are. You would never say America. Hey, that's what's great about America. It is what's great about America. And she's treated as if she committed some sort of terrible social faux pas. Yeah. That's how much they hate this country. Don't let them pretend. They hate this country. I do not. I guess, you know, and you know what it is? It's just because the country won't accept socialism and Marxism, like in the Democrat primary that we just had in New York City.
Well, it just shows that the sports entertainment industry is still infiltrated by liberal, yeah, progressive secularists. And it's just, it's sad because sports used to be a place where Americans would come together to get away from politics and be able to enjoy an individual activity. But no, we have still got to inject politics into something that has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
No. I mean, people have been saying that since I was a kid, I've heard. Well, that's what makes America great. We can all disagree. I mean, it's just a very standard line. Nope, not allowed to say America's great.
Well, I mean, you know, the NFL was full of it for years. They've still got their elements of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in the WNBA. It's infiltrated NASCAR, Formula One. You know, I think the world of outlaws, dirt track racing is about the only place where you can go where you don't have to worry about that.
I know. I know. Texture writes, Tara, Caitlin Clark bent the knee and apologized for her so-called privilege. She also sucked up to the so-called women who are beating her up on the court. Yeah, and I covered that at the time. And Lee, I said, listen, when you apologize to them, the beatings aren't going to stop. No. It's not going to stop, and it hasn't stopped. You apologize to them, that gives you them license to beat you more. And they are. I mean, we just had a story about it last week. And she had a teammate actually stand up for her as she's, you know, being beaten. So, but it is. It's a beating. When the ref won't call it because of politics, that's a beating.
I guess it's sort of like the paraphrase Animal House, please, ma'am, may I have another?
I know, really. And that's what's so heroic about her. She continues to play anyway, despite all of the hate from the jealous haters.
Well, she loves the game and is obviously making a living doing it. So,
yeah. Texture writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. These WNBA hypocrites can always move to a socialist country. Yes, or the city of New York, apparently.
Well, Brittany Griner tried that. It didn't work out too well. She wasn't moving, but she got stuck there, and it didn't work out too well.
No, no. All right, we'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.